local news, talk, weather, and traffic. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 6:05 FM Talk 106.5. Check Dr. Bill's forecast in just a second. First up, let's check Kane with traffic.
Good morning, everyone. For the SpringHillToyota.com traffic center, for now, Mobile Police Department are clear, but state troopers are working an accident off of Moffett Road near McCrary Road in front of the Regions. An accident involving an A2-wheeler and a silver pickup truck. No injuries involved, but it's been there for over an hour waiting for the records, so just keep that in mind this morning. Still a great ride across the Bayway and the Causeway with no delays. Stay at the newly transformed Grand Hotel in Point Clear, and you'll get the lowest rate of the summer. Enjoy the renovated guest rooms, the spa, and the new splash and activities lawn. You can make reservations at grand1847.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect partly cloudy skies today with scattered thunderstorms. High temperature will be in the upper 80s. Tonight, a few scattered thunderstorms, lows in the lower 70s. And then tomorrow, mostly cloudy with scattered thunderstorms and high temperatures in the upper 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Make no mistake, an IRS problem is a serious legal matter. I'm local attorney John Willis. My law office is in Fairhope, Alabama, and we focus exclusively on helping people solve their IRS tax problems. Several national tax resolution companies have recently been hit with consumer complaints, lawsuits, and government actions. As a result, many have shut down or filed bankruptcy. So before you send money to an out-of-town company with high-pressure salesmen and a TV spokesperson, check their reputation. My firm has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, and we've handled hundreds of cases right here on the Gulf Coast. Your initial consult is completely free and confidential, and we'll tell you on the spot exactly how much it'll cost. So if you're facing IRS wage levies, bank levies, or tax liens, call us today at 251-990-3261 or visit our website, willislawpc.com. That's 251-990-3261 or willislawpc.com. If you have IRS problems, you need an attorney. You need me, John Willis.
No representation is made that legal services performed are greater than the quality of legal services of others.
It's summer, and you find radio station contests everywhere. But summer, better than others. With other contests, your competition could be in Michigan, Ohio, Wisconsin, Montana, or even California.
California?
That's right, California. FM Talk 106.5 contests are just like our programs, local. In the Summer Better Than Others contest, register each week at a different partner business for your chance to win a $50 qualifying prize. And a chance at the grand prize showcase, including a Reactor Valkyrie stainless steel men's watch from the Carrot Patch Jewelers, Adirondack chairs and table from Old Time Fee. Go for the gold with the best chicken tenders for you and your friends at Goldfingers. An inshore fishing charter from Charlie Gray and Gray Gulf Charters. A two-week four-seat cart rental from the Cart Doctor. And a Liberty Fat Boy Junior safe from Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. A grand prize showcase valued at nearly $5,500. Details at FMTalk1065.com and on our Facebook, Local Business, Local Winners. From your local hometown radio station, the Summer Better Than Others contest from FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 6:08, FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you here on this Wednesday. And speaking of Summer Better Than Others, starts in earnest today. First chance to get registered, you're going to be at the Carrot Patch. So starting today, I think they open up at 10 o'clock, you said?
Yeah, 10 a.m., the Carrot Patch opens. They're at the Pine Brook Shopping Center there on Airport Boulevard. If you walk in, you'll see the biggest, beautifulest box in the world.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
It's your standard entry form box.
But we think it's quite something.
Yeah, I think it's fabulous. Yeah, and I don't just throw that word around anywhere.
Well, yeah, you do.
Oh, I do all the time, actually. Yeah. But yeah, go into the Carrot Patch today. You can enter to win. The box will be at the Carrot Patch for about a week through next Tuesday, and then we'll have a qualifier winner from the Carrot Patch. Our first qualifier announced next Wednesday, and the box will be moved to a new location.
Yeah, and each location you have a chance. The winner from each location is going to receive $50 gift certificate or services from that business. So you can win every week, like Dalton said. And so this week, it's the Carrot Patch. And by the time we're done with this, the grand prize, over $5,500 worth of prizes in the Summer Better Than Others prize giveaway. Details, like the big voice guy said, Jeff Davis there, on our website, on our Facebook page, Instagram, and Twitter feed. Hey, speaking of the Twitter feed, this morning, I'd love for you to go check out, and I will put this on the Facebook page as well, but I have drawn a map up here. Okay, now there's a lot of news, of course, here at home and in the state of Alabama to talk about, but this is kind of a story from California, but I'm talking about it back here in Alabama. So California, we've discussed this in the past, but it looks like it's going to be a thing now, as this fall, voters in California will decide if they should split into three separate states. Okay, this measure called Cal 3 is a proposal pushed by a capital investor, Tim Draper, and has now got enough signatures to get it on the November ballot. According to the proposal, this would split California into three smaller states. This push is coming from the fact they feel like with so many people, they're shorted by only having two senators. Now, of course, our founders set this system up where the House was representative of the people. The number of people there, that's why we're even discussing possibly losing a House district here in Alabama because of a shrinking population or growing populations elsewhere. So your allocation in the House, of course, reflects the population. The Senate, whether you're Montana or you're New York State, you got two.
Even Rhode Island.
Rhode Island's got two. The idea being early on, before people forgot what the Senate was about. The Senate used to not be an elected position. It was appointed, and they were basically the ambassadors from the states. Back when states were way more important than federal government, they were the ambassadors to Washington from the individual states. Those things have changed, but still hangs on the fact that you get two senators. Even if you're a wee tiny state or huge, humongous state, you get two senators. Well, California's upset because they got so many people and they feel like they're shorted because they only get two senators. Mm-hmm. They said that, hey, we split up into three. We all have similar politics, and that's how they've gerrymandered this thing, is drawn it to where it would be as liberal as California as a whole is now. They made sure that they would cut it up so it would stay as liberal as it is now.
See, I was wondering about that because mm-hmm. there are certainly parts of California Absolutely. That are much more conservative.
And well said.
I imagine most of that's in the northern part of the state, some of the more rural parts of the state.
Yeah, the rural, absolutely. You look at the Sacramento Valley and the farming country in there, you have conservatives. You have, even in Southern California, you have areas like the retirees and Palm Springs, mm-hmm. Indio, even on to Ontario, California, and to some degree down near San Diego, you have pockets of conservatism. But they've gerrymandered this to make sure, you can draw lines to make sure you split up any, if you want a certain outcome politically, you can draw a line, especially if you have, you would say that if you wanted some equal representation, you would gerrymander a line to put all the conservatives or a majority into one district, and then the other two would be liberal. But in this, they gerrymandered it so it would be three liberal states of California. So politically, they think, all right, we will triple our senators there and the influence in California. So this is the proposal. It would, the Northern California area would include San Francisco and 31 counties north of Sacramento.
Okay.
So up towards Humboldt County, all that stuff in the north, which gorgeous part of the state, which I've always talked about. People, I wouldn't spit on California. I said, maybe not some of the people and the politics, but the state is absolutely gorgeous. If you don't see how pretty that state is, you're missing something.
You can't hate the weather either.
No, it's fantastic. Then there's the California.
Uh-huh.
Okay, this would be the new state would include L.A., Ventura, Santa Barbara, and San Luis Obispo, Monterey, and San Benito counties. Southern California would be San Diego, San Bernardino, Orange, Riverside, Mono, Madera, Inyo, Tulare, Fresno, Kings, Kern, and Imperial counties. So they would be three states of California: Northern California, California, and Southern California. So I said I brought it back home. Well, what I did is I took the state of Alabama, mm-hmm. took the map, using, thank goodness, our big protest when Microsoft was going to get rid of Microsoft Paint.
Yeah.
And I said, I know only one program to do anything like in drawing, and it's Microsoft Paint, so we fought to keep it. And
you led that charge, that's for sure.
Yes, I'm pretty proud of that. You can go see my 5 or 6 year old level drawing of the state of Alabama. I have split Alabama up into 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Six
Ooh.
Different areas.
Okay.
And in this, we have SoAl.
Are we in SoAl?
We are in SoAl.
Okay.
SoAl is a district. Then there's Al-Al.
Where is Al-Al?
Al-Al is everything that is not named in another district.
Okay.
Okay, so it would be north of SoAl, south of NoAl.
Mm.
Okay, so NoAl, obviously North Alabama.
Yeah, the liberals. Yeah. Lots of liberals.
Yeah.
And NoAl.
As we learned in the ads during the primary, who knew that the folks up in Paint Rock were so liberal? SoAl and NoAl. Then you have Al-Al. And then the Tuscaloosa County becomes Big Al.
Oh, okay. I see what you did there.
Montgomery becomes Lobby Al. And then a new adjustment to the map, because one of the talk show hosts in Birmingham took umbrage with Phenix City, Alabama, over there on the Georgia line. He thinks it's a dump.
Okay.
And he wants it given to Georgia, maybe. I just called that No-Al.
No-Al.
So that map is there. So what I'd like you to do is go check out the drawing. Check out the map, make your edits, and post them up as well, and let me know what you think on that. All right. Also, we're watching a news story this morning of sorts. It happens, unfortunately, with some regularity. If y'all are down in South Baldwin County, which is also in SoAl, go check out. There's a boat stuck on the rocks at Perdita Pass.
Oh, no.
So if y'all want to go do gawk at something this morning, that video is up. All right, coming up, we'll talk about some sports, and we'll check in with News 5 coming up next. My buddy Austin Key from Aero Exterminators back in studio. Summertime's here, and the living's stingy and bitey. I think about my backyard. You got fire ants on the ground, you got mosquitoes in the air, and I need Aero.
Yeah, you know, I mean, Mobile is the area for definitely for fire ants, and mosquitoes is almost a year-round problem for us.
Oh, so you got to tackle something that's, you know, two different critters out there that are kind of ruining our backyard. For us. How do you do that?
Well, we'll create a customized plan specifically for your needs, whether it be our fire ant program or a mosquito program that we can put in place for you.
Okay, so the fire ants take over somebody's backyard. Does Aero have a way to keep them at bay so I can get back out barefooted? Can you get rid of fire ants?
Yes, we can come out and we'll send an evaluator out to take a look at that property and figure out specific areas that we need to treat, and we can take care of the fire ants for you.
All right, so we're going after mosquitoes, we're going after fire ants. How do we get in touch with you?
You can reach us at 888-GO-AERO or aeroexterminators.com.
All right, Austin. So I am planning a family party around that information. Get rid of those fire ants. Get rid of those mosquitoes.
Absolutely. We've got 100% satisfaction guarantee.
I'm Bill Riles. WKRG News 5. Neighbors in a Mobile historic community are trying to stop a halfway house from opening on Government Street. The Holiday Transition Center is planned to open in an abandoned house near the Pillars Event Center. It was standing room only as Patsy Alexander tried to describe her vision for the home. The halfway house is run by a nonprofit organization to help homeless women. It's currently vacant and falling apart. The Planning and Zoning Commission is expected to make a decision next week. Two brothers charged with murder will appear before a judge today. LaCedric Lindsay and Raheem Morissette will be in court for a preliminary hearing. Both are charged in the murder of Kerry Weed and the assault on his brother in a shooting on Lafayette Street in April. Lightning is being blamed for a pair of house fires Tuesday. One happened at a home on North Court in the Timber Creek subdivision in Daphne. The family was out of town at the time and no one was hurt. Another happened around 2:30 Tuesday afternoon in Muir Woods Court just off Cottage Hill Road in Mobile. A neighbor said he heard the strike and saw the fire. The husband and wife made it out safely, but the home was heavily damaged. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Hello. This is Emily Tidwell, and I'm here to talk to you about my dad's business, Forklift Hunter. If you own a forklift or a fleet of forklifts and you're not doing business with Forklift Hunter, you're probably flushing money down the big dealer toilet. Sorry, Dad said that. Forklift Hunter offers service, parts, and sales. As always, the labor rates and parts prices are a lot less than the dealers, and you'll never see a trip charge, fuel surcharge, or hazmat fee. Give him a call and compare at 479-2270 or visit ForkliftHunter.com. Forklift Hunter will save you money.
Aloha! It's me, Mr. World. Just putting on some sunscreen and hanging out at the beach. You know, in my super stylish designer sunglasses from Eyeglass World. Eyeglass World has all kinds of designer sunglasses. I got two pairs for hundreds less than I expected, which means when you go to Eyeglass World, you won't need to borrow any of my sunscreen, because you're definitely not going to get burned.
Eyeglass World, the world's best way to buy glasses.
Good morning, 619 on FM Talk 106.5. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. The Mobile Bay Bears shut out the Jackson Generals 2-0 on Tuesday. Griffin Canning got the win on the mound for Mobile. He pitched nearly six innings, allowing only two hits and a walk while striking out six. The only scoring in the game came from the bat of shortstop Luis Rengifo. Rengifo hit a two-run home run in the bottom of the sixth inning. Bay Bears and Generals were supposed to play two games on Tuesday to make up for the game that was postponed on Monday night, but yesterday's second game was also rained out. They will not reschedule because the Bay Bears and Generals don't play again in the first half of the season. Tonight, the Bay Bears begin a five-game series in Pensacola against the Blue Wahoos. First pitch is scheduled for 6:35 p.m. In Major League Baseball news, Detroit Tigers first baseman Miguel Cabrera will miss the rest of the season after suffering a ruptured tendon in his biceps. Miggy will need surgery for the injury that he suffered during Tuesday's game against the Minnesota Twins. So far this season, Cabrera was having a good year, batting .301 with three home runs and 22 RBI through 37 games. Some MLB scores from yesterday. Ozzie Albies hit a grand slam, and the Atlanta Braves beat the New York Mets 8-2.
Swing and a drive. It's a grand slam.
The Milwaukee Brewers shut out the Chicago Cubs 4-0. The Arizona Diamondbacks won their fifth game in a row with a 13-8 win over Pittsburgh. Boston beat Baltimore 6-4. D.D. Gregorius hit two home runs as the Yankees shut out Washington 3-0. And the Houston Astros won their sixth in a row 6-3 over Oakland. Some breaking news this morning. On the eve of the 2018 World Cup in Russia, North America was voted to host the 2026 FIFA World Cup. The United States will host 60 World Cup games in 2026, while Mexico and Canada will host 10 games apiece. The 2018 World Cup begins tomorrow in Russia. The U.S. men's national team failed to qualify and will not participate. In college news, after the passing of former Alabama basketball coach C.M. Newton earlier this month, the university has established a scholarship in his honor. Newton is a Naismith Memorial Basketball Hall of Famer. He led Alabama's basketball program from 1968 to 1980. Newton passed away at the age of 88 on June the 4th. On Tuesday, the university announced that the newly established C.M. Newton Memorial Scholarship will benefit a men's basketball player. Athletic Director Greg Byrne said that the school, quote, wanted to find another way to have Coach Newton's legacy live on at the University of Alabama. Former Heisman-winning running back Reggie Bush may have retired from the NFL in December, but he'll be receiving a very large check very soon from a team that he never even played for.
Okay, I'm interested.
Joel Courier of the St. Louis Dispatch reported Tuesday that a jury ruled the Los Angeles Rams must pay Bush more than $12 million for an injury that he suffered during a game in St. Louis in 2015. The Rams had yet to move from St. Louis to Los Angeles, and Bush was playing for the San Francisco 49ers. Bush ran out of bounds on a punt return and slipped on some concrete, tearing his lateral meniscus in the process. That injury ended Bush's season early. And yesterday, the jury ruled that the Rams were 100% liable for the unsafe playing surface. The Rams were ordered to pay Bush $4.95 million in compensatory damages and $7.5 million in punitive damages. Attorneys for the Rams said they plan to file a motion for a new trial.
Wow. So, I mean, we've heard of slip and fall cases, a lot of different, but a football field is not somewhere I thought we'd hear of that.
No, and he also filed a lawsuit against the stadium. That lawsuit was dismissed, but they put up rubber mats where the concrete was 2 weeks after his injury. And usually when they fix the problem right after an injury happens, that shows you that probably are liable.
Yep.
For the first time since October of last year, Indianapolis Colts quarterback Andrew Luck threw a football in front of media members on Tuesday. Now, in football, it's pretty important that your quarterback can actually throw the football.
Yeah, there is that.
Luck injured his right shoulder during the 2016 season and had surgery on the shoulder in January of 2017. Colts tried to bring him back last season, but he was shut down after practicing a few times in October. Luck said he no longer has the same pain in his shoulder that he suffered from last season and said he will absolutely be ready to play in the Colts' Week 1 opener against the Cincinnati Bengals.
The goal, certainly more short-term, is to be ready to go for training camp, to be able to not just participate, but get better, you know, the team better. Go, like, see what we can make this, you know, this year's Colts.
If Luck is ready to go in Week 1, it'll be his first regular season game since Week 17 of the 2016 season. 623 now on FM Talk 106.5, and that's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
Father's Day is on the way. Give Dad a style upgrade from D&K. Designer suits by Ralph Lauren, Michael Kors, and more are buy one, get one half off. Slim fit, modern fit, and traditional fit suits start as low as two for $200. Is it hard to shop for your pop? Get him a gift card and let him do the choosing. Planning a summer wedding? D&K is your formal wear headquarters with loads of options for purchase and rentals starting from $69.95. For the largest selection and best service, shop D&K on the Beltline today. 665-73
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect partly cloudy skies today with scattered thunderstorms. High temperature will be in the upper 80s. Tonight, a few scattered thunderstorms, lows in the lower 70s. And then tomorrow, mostly cloudy with scattered thunderstorms and high temperatures in the upper 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
The path your life has followed has taken you far, But getting from where you are today to where you want to arrive tomorrow takes a financial plan customized solely for you. Guided by your personal private banker, your dedicated team of advisors at BBVA Compass will provide financial solutions and comprehensive wealth planning. BBVA Compass Global Wealth, creating opportunities for you and your family every step of the way. For more information, visit bbvacompass.com/wealth. Financial planning services provided by BBVA Compass. BBVA Compass is a trade name of Compass Bank, member FDIC.
This is FM Talk 106.5. Like what you're hearing? Well, there are thousands of other Gulf Coast listeners who like it too. Why not put us to work to make those local residents your customers? FM Talk 106.5 will reach them efficiently and effectively. This is Celeste Holland. Together, we can design an advertising campaign that will increase your business, even in this rough economy. Give me a call at 251-344-1065, extension 16, and let's discuss how FM Talk 106.5 will help boost your business.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Joan London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-316-0266.
There's a place for answers, A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-316-0266. That's 1-800-316-0266.
Good morning, everyone. For the Spring Hill Toyota.com Traffic Center, Mobile Police Department, County and State Troopers only working one accident now. We've got one off of Moffett Road near McCrary Road near the Regents. An accident involving an 18-wheeler and a silver pickup truck. Been there over an hour. Still a nice ride across the Bayway downtown through the George Wallace and the Bankhead Tunnels. Market in the Park is back this Saturday and every Saturday through the end of July from 7:30 in the morning till noon at Cathedral Square. Stop by for your favorite version of a certified Alabama Farmers Market. Get all the details at specialeventsmobile.org. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
All right, 627 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you along, Sean, Dalton. Kelly will be back with us tomorrow. Dr. Bill with our forecast shortly. And, of course, you at 343-0106. That's the text line, 343-0106. Also, the phone line, use that after 8 o'clock when we start turning up your voice. All right, it was supposed to be the summer of ticks, right?
Mm-hmm.
This is going to be the Tickmageddon or whatever. I mean, you were talking about ticks on Friday at 6.5 stories. Mm-hmm. And now we have invasive ticks.
Oh, no.
Invasive ticks. A hardy, invasive species of tick survived a New Jersey winter and subsequently traversed the mid-Atlantic and has now appeared in Arkansas. We'll talk about the long-horned tick and what it can mean for us in Alabama. That's coming up. Y'all stay close.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. The U.S. Navy's confirmed a Mobile-built ship was involved in a rescue operation in the Mediterranean. Yesterday, the USNS Trenton assisted a boat full of migrants in distress off the coast of Libya. The Trenton was conducting routine operations in the Mediterranean. The Trenton was launched at Austell in 2014, the fifth high-speed vessel made in Mobile. Pensacola police need your help finding a woman who's been missing since February. 25-year-old Cassandra LaVon Robinson was last seen on February 1st in a house on East Strong Street. Robinson is 5 feet 4 and weighs 115 pounds. Gary Garza lives in the house. He says he does not know Robinson, but rents his house out for Airbnb. She might have stayed there.
I wish that I could help, you know, find her, but I don't know her. That's a bizarre occurrence.
If you're looking for a new job, the Grand Hotel in Point Clear is hiring. The hotel will host a hiring event this Thursday from 10 to 3 in their historic main building. There are dozens of positions listed, jobs ranging from servers to cooks to room attendants. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
My friend Sid Sexton from Sexton Lawn and Landscape back in studio and talking about design. We all have this dream in our head of how our backyard will look when it's perfect for grilling and watching the game and the kids playing. Y'all are doing that every day.
Yeah,
We've got a number of designers and a number of professionals taking whatever anyone's dream is, putting the right plant, right place, and implementing a design that's going to work for you.
You know what I love, too, is you share so much out there, and we can watch these kind of designs being built right here in our area on your social media platforms.
Yeah, that's right. I think you called them yard hacks.
Yeah.
We're just trying to put out content and show you what we're doing. So whether you want to do it yourself or you think you might need a professional, we're just trying to be your partner there.
All right. So we want to peek in on y'all's design work. Where do we find you?
You find us on social media, Instagram, Facebook, or Twitter, or you just find us online at sextonlandscapes.com.
All right. Sid Sexton, thanks for your time, and get you over to the house soon because I want to start cooking out.
Okay. We'll be there.
Sexton Lawn and Landscape. Check them out today.
This year, let the Carrot Patch Jewelers help you start the rest of your life together with the perfect diamond that will capture her love. At the Carrot Patch Jeweler, our expert staff will guide you through our stunning selection of engagement rings and wedding sets, sure to make her passion last a lifetime, a passion that intensifies with every stare. If you can't find the perfect ring, we'll custom design one exactly for you. Pinebrook Shopping Center at carrotpatchmobile.com. When you find your perfect match, come see us at the Carrot Patch. Gulf Coast Tools is open in their new location, still in Foley at the Outdoor Center, now facing Highway 59. For a wide selection of name brand and off-brand tools, including Festool, DeWalt, Bosch, and Craig, visit locally owned and operated Gulf Coast Tools. Save time, save money, and get the job done right. Gulf Coast Tools is your local authorized Big Green Egg dealer, offering all sizes and accessories. Stop by their new location today at the Outdoor Center in Foley.
Trump returned from the Singapore summit with Kim Jong-un. He tweeted, "Everybody can now feel much safer than the day I took office. There is no longer a nuclear threat from North Korea." Correspondent Joe Johns reports the lack of detail in the Trump-Kim agreement has raised some important questions.
Critics noting that North Korea has agreed to complete denuclearization multiple times in the past and that the document contained none of the language the administration has previously demanded.
A major merger has been greenlighted in federal court.
A big blow for President Trump. A federal judge approved AT&T's $85 billion bid to acquire Time Warner with no conditions. The Justice Department sued to stop that deal, but this may open up the floodgates for other media mega mergers starting today.
Correspondent Tom Busby. International soccer's governing body has chosen North America over Morocco for the site of the 2026 World Cup. The 2018 World Cup kicks off in Russia tomorrow. I'm Evan Haining.
Your Money Now brought to you by local UBS financial advisor Drew Wing. Advice you can trust starts with a conversation. Call Drew Wing today, 510-0748. UBS Financial Services, member SIPC.
I'm Ross Ake with Your Money Now. Merrill Lynch will pay more than $15 million to settle charges its employees deceived customers, causing them to overpay for residential mortgage-backed securities. The SEC says Merrill traders and salespeople misled clients about how much the bank paid to acquire the securities and that the Merrill employees illegally profited from markups, in some cases more than double what clients should have paid. E-scooter company Bird's looking to raise around $200 million in new funding at a $2 billion valuation. It's a bit of a feeding frenzy among venture capitalists. It comes mere weeks after it raised $150 million at $1 billion valuation and only 3 months after raising it a $300 million valuation. Wall Street turns its attention to the conclusion today of the Federal Reserve's two-day meeting. While another interest hike is expected, investors will be looking for hints about whether the committee sees another one or two hikes for the rest of the year. The S&P added 5 points. The NASDAQ gained 44. The Dow barely moved. Futures are higher. That's Your Money Now.
Get to Lumber Liquidators' Yellow Tag Clearance Sale and get the latest flooring styles for less. Look for the yellow tags at your local store and save up to 40%. Get $1 off per square foot or more on all Bellawood hardwood, like classic Brazilian cherry. Save 10% on all Morningstar and Supreme Bamboo. Get all laminate on sale up to 36% off, plus waterproof floors from 59 cents. Stack out deals and more at your local store, plus special financing. Look for the yellow tag clearance deals at your local Lumber Liquidators today.
Stocks are soaring, and construction spending across America has been on the rise. If you've been waiting to build, the time is now. Whether you want to expand your business or you want to build a new garage, call General Steel today. Our metal buildings are custom designed for your needs. For example, a 40 by 60 is a great space for an auto shop or a three-car garage. And if you call General Steel today, it's on sale now for under $25,000. Call 866-95-STEEL. 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-957-8335.
You've been through a lot lately, an unforgiving economy that's impacted you both financially and emotionally. At UBS, we understand how you feel. UBS financial advisor Drew Wing can tap into the global resources of UBS and advise you on how to invest in the market while protecting your principal with FDIC insurance. And while Drew has a unique global perspective, he also has a local presence right here in Mobile. You can count on Drew to give you the face-to-face attention you deserve, answer your questions, provide clear direction, and offer advice that's relevant and trustworthy. Global perspective, local presence, protection. Call UBS financial advisor Drew Wing at 251-510-0748. Advice you can trust starts with a conversation. So call 251-510-0748 today. $200,000 minimum account balance. UBS Financial Services, member SIPC.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
At 635 FM Talk 106.5. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
Wow. Yesterday, wow. At least at my house. I know it's not always the same everywhere in Baldwin County, Mobile and Baldwin counties, but it was a lightning display in mass at my house yesterday.
Yeah, you know, we're really, really totaling up the rain right now. Not even at the halfway point in the month. We've got 5.73 inches, and 6.11 is the normal for the month of June. So with a bit of rain today, we could actually reach the normal rainfall for the month, and we got another half to go. We've got, again, this very wet weather pattern for the Gulf Coast with a lot of moisture in the atmosphere and with low pressure aloft. That allows those thunderstorms to rapidly develop in the afternoon. So we've got another good chance for afternoon thunderstorms today, some of those continuing into the early evening. That should keep temperatures in the upper 80s. Now, we did make it to 90 yesterday, and that's a possibility with just enough sunshine that we could make it to 90. But again, thunderstorms are likely for this afternoon. Tonight, again, a few thunderstorms in the evening. We'll see a low of about 72 tomorrow morning. As for tomorrow, another good chance for thunderstorms through the afternoon, possibly even in the late morning, and high temperatures tomorrow will be in the upper 80s. If we look ahead to Friday, again, another good chance for thunderstorms in the afternoon, high near 90, and over the weekend, we'll be faced with scattered to numerous afternoon thunderstorms, and the weekend temperatures will be in the upper 80s. So pretty much the same weather pattern all the way through the weekend.
It's almost a little bit like July pattern has gotten here in June.
Yeah, it definitely, because both July and August have rather sizable rainfall totals, and we're, as I mentioned, we're going to most likely exceed that either today or tomorrow, exceed the normal for June.
All right. Yesterday, you were talking about a grouping of thunderstorms down off the Yucatan that you thought might make a play in our rain for the weekend. What's going on with that?
Yeah, it's still a bit active, wet thunderstorm activity over the Western Caribbean. There's still an indication that a low pressure will form a center and then move across the Yucatan Peninsula into the Southwest Gulf over the weekend. And there's a chance that when it reaches the Southwest Gulf that it could develop into a tropical storm. The most likely target of anything developing in the Southwest Gulf will be the South Texas coast, anywhere from Corpus Christi all the way down to Brownsville. So that's no threat to our area, but all it'll do for most of the Gulf of Mexico is pump in some more very humid air, very humid tropical air that will stream into the central Gulf through the weekend. And it just means more of those afternoon, in fact, numerous afternoon thunderstorms.
All right, so plan accordingly. In other words, get your outside stuff done in the morning.
morning's going to be the best time, and by noontime, then those thunderstorms are going to start to build, and that will be the situation through Sunday.
All right, Dr. Bill, we'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
Our staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams, always check him out for the forecast, but especially here during hurricane season, a tropical weather expert. The guy's got a PhD in it, so pay attention like I do. All right, heads up. Maybe you can, you know, nice thing is Original Oyster House, both locations, not only do they have great seafood, great views, great staff, they both have roofs on them. So
yeah.
they're dry no matter what the afternoon weather. So check them out for lunch or dinner. If you're heading to the beach this weekend, heading down to the Gulf, you can check out, of course, the original Oyster House. Or if you're like me, Mobile Bay Causeway location, that's my location. Think about this. They've been doing this long enough to obviously have it perfect. 1983, the original Oyster House opened in Gulf Shores. And then 1985, the second location opened on the Mobile Bay Causeway. And they've been winning national awards, local awards for great seafood service and great give back to the community. Great community partners and just great folks, Original Oyster House. And they I got the note here from the people. They have a salad bar.
I've heard that.
Y'all put me in a bad position because I don't get on and say things that I don't, you know, that I have not done. And they say it's great. It looks like a great salad bar. I like salads, mm-hmm. but I've never eaten the salad at Original Oyster House because there's so much great seafood that I want. But they also have a great salad bar.
Yeah. Well, you're always talking about shrimp. You know, you can put shrimp on salad.
It's true, but that's room for less shrimp.
Good point.
See,
very good point.
It's a total sum game here. All right. 640 FM Talk 106.5. Let's check the ride in. Here's Kane with traffic.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts and Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, a few accidents we've had to make cleared out of the roadways. A nice ride across the Bayway and the Causeway from Daphne and Spanish Fort, not finding any delays from the tunnels all the way to the 65 split. If you're heading northbound 65 from Pritchard, Chickasaw, and Saraland, it's a smooth ride in so far this morning. Send Dad to a special Sips and Smokes on Father's Day at the Battle House Hotel, featuring five bourbons from Old Forester, paired with the perfect cigar selected by the Tinderbox. Enjoy the exclusive event on the 8th floor terrace. Coming up this Saturday, June 16th from 5:30 to 7:30. Call 338-5700 for reservations. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Radio station contests are everywhere, but some are better than others. Now through Tuesday, register at the Carrot Patch Jewelers in the Pine Brook Shopping Center on Airport Boulevard. You could win a $50 qualifying prize, plus a 1-in-5 chance of winning the grand prize, including a Reactor Valkyrie stainless steel men's watch from the Carrot Patch, as well as Adirondack chairs and table from Old Time Feed, chicken tenders for you and your friends from Goldfingers, an inshore fishing charter from Grey Gulf Charters, a 2-week 4-seat cart rental from the Cart Doctor, and a Liberty Fat Boy Junior safe from Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. A grand prize showcase valued at nearly $5,500. Details at fmtalk1065.com and our Facebook, Local Business, Local Winners, from your local hometown radio station. And it all starts now at the Carrot Patch Jewelers in the Pine Brook Shopping Center on Airport Boulevard. Register now through Tuesday in the Summer Better Than Others contest from FM Talk 1065.
At 642 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you here on this Wednesday. Sean Dalton, Kelly will be back with us tomorrow. We'll check back in with Kane and Dr. Bill in just minutes. Okay, have you ever seen one of these news stories that pops up and you go, are they following me? Was this news story, the way some ads can be served to you, was this news story served mm-hmm. to me because of something I've been searching for online or something like that? You ever had that kind of feeling?
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's kind of like when you're thinking of a friend or a family member and then they call all
yes.
of a sudden. That
okay.
happens with me in news all the time.
Okay,
too.
Well, this one hit me, and you can just guess why. New survey out says the average home needs 9 different repairs right now, and a third of people have been putting them off for at least a year at this point. The 10 most likely home repairs that we are putting off out there.
Okay.
All right. Except the difference is, I guess this is not perfect for me because I am tackling these. We are tackling these at our house. Number 10 on the list, roof repairs. Roof repairs. And survey says, yes, right answer. By the way, they're coming. They came out yesterday, and they're going to come out again today. I told you, you know, I did a little. I'm not as young as I used to be. I did my mountain climbing on my highly pitched roof the other day to fix some shingles over the weekend, and I came on down. I said, I can't do this.
Mm-hmm. And was it hot up there when you were working on the roof?
Burned my hands to the point I had to come in and put ice water on them because I had to put my hands down to stop the slide down the roof.
Ooh.
And a whole other story. Floor repairs, yeah, a little bit here and there. I got some floor repairs. How about you?
No, and I've been in my house for a year, so I'm hoping I don't have any of these yet.
Get in there for like 10, 12 years like we've been, then you start having all kind of stuff.
I'm already seeing some slight issues arising.
All right. So for me, it's kind of a, fixing or replacing a window. I'm good there. My windows are good.
Yeah, I'm good too.
Okay, but of course, the day is young. I have young children. Who knows? I don't get real confident in how my house will look when I get home.
Especially when baseballs are being thrown around and things of that nature.
Yes, yes. Anything that can be thrown at a window usually is. Fixing or replacing a door.
Mm, no, yeah. I've had to WD-40 a lot of doors, okay. But no fixing the doors.
Okay, I have to put in new weather. You know, the buffer there, whatever you call that. You know what I'm talking about? Put under the door and on the side. Weather stripping. Thank you, Sean, for reminding yourself. All right. So, yes, a little bit there. Fixing the drywall.
Mm.
Fixing the drywall.
Haven't had that issue.
Unfortunately, in my garage, we got to fix the drywall as well. That's one of the projects. Remodeling the kitchen. Not doing that.
No, ours was remodeled right before I moved in.
Okay, so good deal. Landscaping projects.
Yes, yeah, have a lot of those.
Always. I always have a current and a ongoing landscaping project. Number three, installing new carpet.
Nope, not me.
We need to, but that's not on the to-do list, not currently going on.
Yeah, not a priority for you.
Remodeling the bathroom.
No.
Okay, we're not doing that either. Painting.
Yeah, I do have some painting I'd like to do.
Okay, we've got major painting projects going on in our house as well. So there you go. So this, when I see this story from the New York Post, I'm like, wait, are you people following me or something?
There were 10 items there, yes. And I think for 9 of those, you rang the bell.
That's right. That's kind of what's going on at the money pit. It is a Sullivan house. Maybe it's going on at your house, too. You can let me know on the text line, 343-0106. Check in with News 5 next.
When white mold is coming, you can feel it, like a bad omen. Anyone who grows peanuts knows white mold can take a farm by storm. And there's only so much you can do about it.
Actually, no.
Excuse me?
Well, you see, now there's Elatus, the fungicide with two powerful active ingredients that control white mold.
I'm not buying you.
If you want higher yields, you will. Because along with white mold, Elatus controls several other diseases, which means healthier plants and higher yield potential.
You don't say.
I do. In fact, trials have shown it can produce up to 800 more pounds of peanuts per acre than competitors.
You talk like you're full of tall tales.
More like scientific research. With such long-lasting control, Elatus really can bring yields that reach for the sky.
So when white mold is coming,
we'll be fully prepared. Visit SyngentaUS.com/Elatus to learn more. Always read and follow label instructions.
This News 5 FM Talk 106.5 information update brought to you by John Willis. IRS problems can be legal problems. Your solution, John Willis, tax resolution attorney. Visit IRSAllStar.com.
I'm Bill Riles. WKRG News 5. Neighbors in a Mobile historic community are trying to stop a halfway house from opening on Government Street. The Holiday Transition Center is planned to open in an abandoned house near the Pillars Event Center. It was standing room only as Patsy Alexander tried to describe her vision for the home. The halfway house is run by a nonprofit organization to help homeless women. It's currently vacant and falling apart. The Planning and Zoning Commission is expected to make a decision next week. Two brothers charged with murder will appear before a judge today. LeCedric Lindsay and Raheem Morissette will be in court for a preliminary hearing. Both are charged in the murder of Kerry Weed and the assault on his brother in a shooting on Lafayette Street in April. Lightning is being blamed for a pair of house fires Tuesday. One happened at a home on North Court in the Timber Creek subdivision in Daphne. The family was out of town at the time and no one was hurt. Another happened around 2:30 Tuesday afternoon in Muir Woods Court just off Cottage Hill Road in Mobile. A neighbor said he heard the strike and saw the fire. The husband and wife made it out safely, but the home was heavily damaged. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
This is Chris Francis, board certified master arborist at Chris Francis Tree Care. Trees are such a valuable part of your property. Want to know how to keep pest problems away from your trees? Start by keeping them healthy, making sure they're growing in a favorable environment, providing the proper nutrients, and maintaining the appropriate pH. Meanwhile, certain pests attack perfectly healthy plants. Timely applications of oils, soaps, insecticides, fungicides, and fertilizers will significantly improve survivability. But the key is having knowledgeable experts making regular site visits to catch or prevent problems before they occur, all while protecting the pollinators and beneficials. Does this sound overwhelming? Let our plant health care professionals do it for you. Call 4TREE, that's F-O-R-T-R-E-E. Chris Francis Tree Care. Online, chrisfrancistreecare.com, or find us on Facebook.
or call 367-8733, 251-4TREE.
Good morning, everyone. For the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center, we do have an accident with injuries at Old Shell and Dickens Ferry Road. They've got it off to the side of the road, though. The nice ride, if you traveling from Tillman's Corner and Theodore, Schillinger Road and Three Notch, watch your speed. You've got some radar there, 90 in Rangeline, also I-10 there, the 65 split. Downtown, the Bayway and the Causeway look great. Cart Doctor has moved to 5683 U.S. Highway 90 West. That's I-10, exit 15A, and 1 mile on the left. They've got great deals right now on their used golf carts from Yamaha. Call 287-2547. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Thank you, Kane. 10 minutes till 7 here on FM Talk 106.5. And it is time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. Some breaking news this morning on the eve of the 2018 World Cup in Russia. North America was voted to host the 2026 FIFA World Cup. The United States will host 60 World Cup games in 2026, while Mexico and Canada will host 10 each. The 2018 World Cup begins tomorrow in Russia. The U.S. men's national team failed to qualify and will not participate.
You were talking to one of the news breaks with 60 games to be played.
Mm-hmm.
You mentioned Foley, the soccer complex in Foley. Do they go petition FIFA or do they petition the United States?
You know, it'll be tough because there's been a lot of stadiums that have been probably angling to host World Cup games for years. I'm thinking of Nashville, who just added a soccer club that's right below MLS.
Okay.
And but there's a lot of other MLS teams and stadiums that will probably host these World Cup games. But there's so many games, 60 to be played in 2026, that I was thinking it'd be cool if Foley or somebody in our area could host one or two of those games. I'm not entirely sure of the entire process, but I'm sure they've got some time before 2026.
Right, and I'm not one to jump on the bandwagon and say I understand everything about soccer. Or mm-hmm. I'm completely, although, you know, my children have played it, and I've got relatives, blood relatives, who went to college on scholarship to play soccer. But I would go, if there was a World Cup match within an hour or two of here, and I could, I would go watch that.
Yeah, even if it was
to say
like,
I did it, to see it.
If it was Ghana versus Morocco
or
something like that.
Yeah, I mean, it'd be even better if it's U.S., but sure.
Mm-hmm.
Just as I put that on the list, okay, I checked that off, I did that, and see if you like it.
Well, you still may be able to do that, even if there's nothing really close. With 60 World Cup games to be played, you'd have to think they'd play in Tampa or
would
maybe...
Would we get Atlanta or New Orleans? Or
Atlanta, New Orleans, okay, Nashville, somewhere like that.
I'd drive to New Orleans to see a World Cup game.
Not Mexico, though. Probably wouldn't go to Mexico. But it'll be very cool for us to host that. Unfortunately, the Team USA not playing in this World Cup this summer. That's very unfortunate.
Yeah, it is unfortunate.
The Mobile Bay Bears shut out the Jackson Generals 2-0 yesterday. Griffin Canning got the win on the mound for Mobile. He pitched nearly six innings, allowed only two hits and a walk while striking out six Generals. The only scoring in the game came from the bat of shortstop Luis Rengifo. Rengifo hit a two-run homer in the bottom of the sixth inning. Bay Bears and Generals were supposed to play two games on Tuesday to make up for the game that was postponed on Monday night. But yesterday's second game was also rained out, and they won't reschedule because the Bay Bears and Generals do not play again in the first half of the season. Tonight, the Bay Bears begin a five-game series in Pensacola against the Blue Wahoos. First pitch scheduled for 6:35 p.m. Some MLB scores from yesterday. Ozzie Albies hit a grand slam, and the Atlanta Braves beat the New York Mets 8-2.
Swing!
The Milwaukee Brewers shut out the Chicago Cubs 4-0. The Arizona Diamondbacks won their fifth game in a row with a 13-8 win over Pittsburgh. Boston beat Baltimore 6-4. D.D. Gregorius hit two home runs as the Yankees shut out Washington 3-0. And the Houston Astros won their sixth in a row 6-3 over Oakland. In college news, after the passing of former Alabama basketball coach C.M. Newton earlier this month, the university has established a scholarship in his honor. Newton is a Naismith Memorial Basketball Hall of Famer, and he led Alabama's basketball program from 1968 to 1980. Newton passed away at the age of 88 on June the 4th. On Tuesday, the university announced that the newly established C.M. Newton Memorial Scholarship will benefit a men's basketball player. Athletic Director Greg Byrne said that the school, quote, wanted to find another way to have Coach Newton's legacy live on at the University of Alabama. 6:53 now, and that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the famous Butch Burger. Head over to Butch Cassidy's at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way.
a duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect partly cloudy skies today with scattered thunderstorms. High temperature will be in the upper 80s. Tonight, a few scattered thunderstorms, lows in the lower 70s. And then tomorrow, mostly cloudy with scattered thunderstorms and high temperatures in the upper 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Important notice. If your property was hit by a hail or windstorm, call Mobile Roofing now. 251-888-0301. Hail and wind can damage your roof, and you need Mobile Roofing to physically inspect it. Mobile Roofing has trained and experienced personnel who can identify actual hail and wind damage. Mobile Roofing will inspect your roof for hail and wind damage and provide you a complete free report so you'll have the information to make the right decision. Don't wait. Call right now. 251-888-0301. 251-888-0301.
A fine Cabernet is a drink, but not all drinks are a fine wine. A luxury sedan is a car, but not all cars are luxury sedans. There are books of literature, but not all books are literature. Legacy Oaks at Spring Hill is an apartment home community, but most apartment homes are not Legacy Oaks. See the difference for yourself at Legacy Oaks, located in the heart of Spring Hill. Secluded, yet convenient to so much. A community that will change how you view apartment homes in Mobile. Great design, spacious floor plan, attached garage, large eat-in kitchen, plus roomy bathrooms featuring jacuzzi tubs. All inside a large gated campus in the middle of Mobile, complete with amenities like pool, fitness facility, clubhouse, outdoor entertainment area, and lots of green space. Close to shopping, dining, and just minutes from I-65. 1, 2, and 3 bedrooms are available now. Take an online tour at LegacyOaksApartmentHomes.com or see them in person at the corner of DeRue and College just off Dauphin Street in Mobile.
The enemy is everywhere.
The fight is never ending, and yet you must continue the battle against dirt. Now there's an ally in the war to have a clean home. Sunday afternoon at 3, FM Talk 106.5 will be Talking Dirty with David Lord. Brought to you by A&A Vacuum Mart. You'll get all the ammo you need to win the fight against dirt. Information on vacuum cleaner systems. Tips and tools to make your job easier. Join us for Talking Dirty with David Lord. Sunday afternoon at 3 on FM Talk 106.5.
At 6:56, FM Talk 106.5. Reminder, some are better than others. Prize giveaway gets started today. Carrot Patch, 10 o'clock, they open up. The box will be there. Get registered, and then we'll move the box each week now on into July. Each week, though, if you win for that week, you get a $50 gift certificate from the participating sponsor. Puts you in the running for the grand prize, over $5,500 in prizes. Details on our Facebook page and our website, our Instagram and Twitter. Speaking of Twitter, I'd like to, and also on our Facebook page, I put the poorly drawn. Okay, I'll get.
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
No, I think that was pretty good because I thought you took it from somewhere else. That's how good it looks. I thought that you stole the map.
I draw it. So you're saying so I don't draw at a 7-year-old level, maybe a nine or 10-year-old level drawing?
Which,
okay,
which
good.
Is standard for media nowadays.
It's the best I can do freehand, y'all. So I took the state of Alabama and I started cutting it up into different states, you know, with California having this ballot proposal to split California into three. If we split the state of Alabama up, how would we parse it out here and what would we call the different states? Check out my map and I'd love to hear from you. See it on Twitter and Facebook. Twitter at FM Talk 106.5 and Facebook.com/FM Talk 106.5.